Hey everyone, welcome in to a daily editorial here on the KE Report. In this daily editorial, we are getting an update from Exploits Discovery Corp, traded on the CSE under the symbol NFLD. I am chatting with the CEO, Michael Collins. Just to bring everybody up to speed, Exploits is focused in Newfoundland. They have built up a portfolio of projects, 8 in total. I am chatting with Mike to quickly recap a news event that came out last week, as well as provide that year-end wrap-up that I like to do with a lot of the companies that we follow on the site. Mike, let's talk about the December 10th news release where the company acquires a small part of land that is going to be combined with the Jonathan's Pond project. It's a little over 11 kilometers, square kilometers of land that is now acquired from Newfound Gold. It was an all-share deal. The company is paying a little over 6.5 million shares. These shares do have a one-year hold period on them. But give us a little insights on what's important about bringing this parcel of land into that Jonathan's Pond project.
Good morning, Corey, and thanks for having me on. The Jonathan's Pond acquisition solidifies our position in the Jonathan's Pond area. It also, we had a key project that we were working on, the JP Vein, and we had done a soil program on that and initial SGH sampling there as well. And indications were that we were really seeing the mineralization extending further to the south onto the ground that we acquired. And as well, we have another project related to it to the northeast, which also looked, which was sort of boxed in by this this piece of ground that we picked up from Newfound Gold. We were really pleased that they were prepared to work with us. It's a significant purchase price, but we think that Jonathan's Pond has great legs for making discovery, and we think that the purchase will be validated in the long term.
Okay, so again, this acquisition is just adding to the Jonathan Pond project. So the company does still hold 8 projects in Newfoundland. Let's get a quick little year-end wrap-up here. It's not a full year. It's actually only a couple months. The company really got going at the end of October. And since that time, you have done a fair bit of surface work. Take us through some of the more important news and developments just in this last 2 months, please.
All right, so we've done, I believe, 4 soil sample grids at this point on advanced targets. We've been mapping and prospecting pretty much across the project. We've released some results up in Dog Bay, but we should have hopefully some numbers and things coming out from the Great Bend project and down at True Grit fairly soon in the future. Might be into the new year as things trickle through over the Christmas break. The assays come in a bit slower in the holiday season. We're looking at targeting things with geophysics as well in the new year. So we've got a robust program lined up for January and where we're going. It's been a busy fall, and I think it'll be a busy winter.
Okay, so what's important then is looking into next year. News flow-wise, you will have the surface work, some soil sample results coming out, and then as you mentioned, doing some geophysics. And this is all around the goal of further isolating targets. Can you give us a little more detail on the work that's going to be done next year and what the process should be that investors are looking at in terms of maybe getting some drills on the ground or at least progressing through to that stage?
Yeah, so we've been working pretty aggressively with Goldspot and their team, and identifying right now the areas that we need to provide more coverage on the geophysics or on ground sampling, and aggressively moving to fill those in. Once we have that completed, then we'll loop back with the Goldspot teams and do our target assessment and ranking. Probably a bit of follow-up after that, additional soil grids, things like that, perhaps some ground geophysics to tighten up targets. But fundamentally, we're hoping this spring to be at a point where we can do significant joint ventures on advanced targets that people, you know, are relatively drill ready for them, or else be drilling things ourselves.
What's going to make that decision for you? What insights can you give us when I know you guys have a lot of projects, but what will you have to see? What will have to entice you to put a drill on the ground yourself versus getting a partner in to drill the project?
I think, well, number one, we are an exploration company, so we want to be drilling things ourselves. I guess it will just be, we have sort of a numerical modeling system which values each aspect of the information that we have, and that will drive what we think are our best targets, and then we'll look at the ones that either are very good targets but separated from others. So we'll keep ones we can find that are concentrated and we can have a focused area of interest, and then we'll probably the ones that are more isolated than perhaps as good targets, but those will probably be the ones that go out.
Now, are you looking at any of the other companies doing work in the area? Because this year really was a big year for putting Newfoundland more on the map. There already has been a couple companies, small-scale production, and also a more advanced explorer that have been working in the area. But 2020 was a big year for turning investors' attention to Newfoundland. Any updates or thoughts that you can give us on other companies that are doing work there and how that could also impact your decision to drill yourself or get a JV partner?
Well, I guess one of them would be Sky Gold. They've started turning a drill. They're really focused, I think, on the, what's called the Mustang trend, and that's interesting to see what the results will probably drive some decision making on ground that we have that's relatively near to them. We also obviously are following Newfound Gold. I think has spent about $10 million on exploration this year, and they continue to drive the innovation in the model in the district, just because they're science minded, but B, they have sufficient funds to be innovative and test things. But I think really, you know, Labrador Gold is doing RC drilling, which is interesting, but at the end of the day, a little inconclusive. But all of that will eventually drive us to a point where, you know, we have a better model with which to do our own drilling in the new year.
Okay. Now, Mike, in terms of cash in the bank, what is the company sitting on as we move into the new year?
I think we're about 1.6 right now. We've done a fair bit of work this fall with the money that we raised. You know, there's that allows us to complete the budget that we had projected. We may raise some more funds as well looking at this. Obviously, we have an enormous package of land, so it's hungry. So it's either raise some more money to address that, or else do these joint ventures. So it just depends which is more accretive for the company itself.
All right, Mike, we'll wrap it up here. In full disclosure, I am a shareholder of Exploits, and I will be following up as more news hits the market. If anybody has any follow-up questions for Mike regarding the company or any of the work that is going to be undertaken next year, please email me, fleck@kereport.com, and I will get those questions answered for you. Mike, thank you for your time today. Have a great rest of your week.
Thanks, Corey, and have a great Christmas break.